Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and music by American composer John Adams, the opening of his 1985 piece, Harmonie Lyrique. In a brilliant recording with the Nashville Symphony conducted by Giancarlo Guerrero. Here's a bit more of that opening. According to Wikipedia, composer John Adams is an American composer and conductor of classical music and opera with strong roots in minimalism. He's composed more than 60 major compositions and won a Pulitzer Prize, an Erasmus Prize, 5 Grammy Awards, the Harvard Arts Medal, and on and on and on. What Wikipedia doesn't say is that he's among the most performed of all American composers, and with good reason. Here's a bit more of Harmonie Lyrique. To many musicians, this title recalls the theory textbook of the same name written by Arnold Schoenberg. But as Adams was quick to point out in 1995, I'm not trying to teach anybody harmony. This is the culmination, so far, of my teaching myself about harmony. The Anfortis wound is a term that goes back to the legend of Anfortis, king of Grail Castle, who carried a wound that made him too ill to live, but not ill enough to die. It's a bleak and sad story that the composer describes as a piece about sickness and infirmity, physical and spiritual. The long lines through the piece, beginning with the muted cellos, are a color that Adams was inspired to use by Sibelius's Fourth Symphony. Indeed, there's kind of a Nordic bleakness throughout this movement. Whatever its inspiration, to me this movement, this music, seems especially poignant in today's world. John Adams provides an enchanting explanation for the third movement of Harmony Lehre. The movement is titled Meister Eckhart and Quacky, Eckhart being a 13th century mystic and Quacky his then 4-month-old daughter, so nicknamed for the funny duck-like baby noises she made. Adams envisioned them together in a dream, the medieval Dominican monk floating in space, carrying the infant on his shoulders. He said, "The image, strange and whimsical and inexplicable as dreams often can be, confirmed how the birth of a child can be an event of such intense psychic power that it will cause the most insurmountable walls of psychic resistance to come tumbling down." In his memoir, Hallelujah Junction, Composing an American Life, John Adams notes the similarities between his father and George Ives, the Connecticut bandmaster and father of Charles Ives. He wrote, "Both fathers were artistic and not particularly successful at their conventional business lives. Both were dreamers, perhaps not fully disciplined or motivated, but capable of inspiring their sons. Both loved small-town New England life and aligned themselves with the individualist skeptical philosophy of Thoreau." Although Adams' father didn't actually know Charles Ives, the composer describes the work as a piece of musical autobiography, an homage, and encomium to a composer whose influence on me has been huge. From that work, here's the beginning of the second movement titled The Lake. The Nashville Symphony has been part of Tennessee's musical community since 1946. Over the years, they've released more than 40 recordings, most of them on Naxos. These recordings have earned more than 26 Grammy Award nominations and 13 Grammy Awards to date. Over the years, but especially under the leadership of music director Giancarlo Guerrero, the Nashville Symphony has undertaken an incredible program of commissioning new works from American composers. They are artistic and community leaders in every way. From My Father Knew Charles Ives, here's the opening of the final movement titled The Mountain. You have been listening to music by John Adams and performances by the Nashville Symphony conducted by Giancarlo Guerrero. From a new Naxos recording featuring two works, My Father Knew Charles Ives, composed in 2003, and Harmonielehre, composed in 1985. Naxos catalog number 8.559854. Both pieces and these performances should be heard complete and without distraction. The cumulative effect of this music is hard to describe in words. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now. To go out, here's the ending of Meister Eckhart and Quackie.